Hare Krishna. Welcome to Srimad Bhagavatam class of Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivara Dhari. Jaya Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Teeravana Chari. Yamuna Teeravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivara Dhari. Jaya Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Teeravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
జయ గౌరానీతాయ జయ గౌరానీతాయ జయ గౌరానీతాయ జయ గౌరానీతాయ జయ రాధా వల్లభ శ్రీరాధే జయ జగన్నాథ జయ జగన్నాథ జయ బలదేవా జయ సుభద్రా జయ ప్రహ్లాద నరసింహదేవ్ జయ జయ ప్రభుపాద్ జయ జయ ప్రభుపాద్ జయ జయ గురుదేవ్ జయ జయ గురుదేవ్ నితాయ గౌర హరి బోల్ నితాయ గౌర హరి బోల్
జయ మిస్టర్ పాద పరమ అష్టోత్తర శ్రీ శ్రీమదేశ్వర శిలప్రపాదకి ఇస్కాన్ ఫండ్ ఆచార్య శిలప్రపాదకి జయ మిస్టర్ పాద పరమ అష్టోత్తర శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత స్వస్తి గోస్వామికి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవులకి నామాచార్య శ్రీ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ శేఖ జయకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీరాధ శివ సాధి గురు భక్తులకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధకృష్ణ గొప్ప గొప్పనాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధకుండ గిరిగోదనికి బృందావన ధామ్కి మాయపుధామ్కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయకి జమనమాయకి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామెత భక్తవందకి ఆల్ గ్రూస్ ఆఫ్ అసెంబ్లీ డివటీస్ ఆల్ గ్రూస్ ఆఫ్ అసెంబ్లీ డివటీస్ ఆల్ గ్రూస్ ఆఫ్ అసెంబ్లీ డివటీస్ ఆల్ గ్రూస్ శ్రీ గురు సింగా శిలప్రభుపాద్కి హరే కృష్ణ. సో వెల్కమ్ అగైన్ ఫర్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ విచ్ యూఆర్ డూయింగ్ అండర్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య శీల ప్రభుపాద్. అండ్ సో టుడే వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఏ వర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. And as we all know, today is the canto 6, 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the title chapter for you, and title of the chapter is Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad, who is the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. So the verse number 2. So before we read the full verse, let us read word by word so that it will be more easier for us to pronounce better, and word is much more detailed also. Tav Rajna Praptim Balam Prahaladam Naya Kovidam Patyam Astu పాతన్ అనియన్ చ అసుర బాలకన్. తావ్ రాజన ప్రాప్తిం బాలం తావ్ రాజన ప్రాప్తిం బాలం ప్రహ్లాదం నయకోవిదం ప్రహ్లాదం నయకోవిదం పాత్యం అస్తు పాత్యాన్ పాతయం అస్తు పాతయాన్ అసురం చ అనియం చక్షురబాలం అనియం చక్షురబాలం తావ్రాజన్ ప్రాప్తిం బాలం ప్రహ్లాదం నయకోవిదం పాతయం అస్తు పాత్యన్ అన్యం స చక్షుర బాలకన్ తావ్రాజన్ ప్రాప్తిం బాలం ప్రహ్లాదం నయకోవిదం పాతయం అస్తు పాత్యన్ అనియం చక్షుర బాలకన్ తావ్రాజన ప్రాప్తిం బాలం ప్రహ్లాదం నయకోవిదం పాతయం ఆశ్రిత పాతయన్ అన్యాసురం చక్షుర బాలకం వైష్ణవీస్ చక్షురబాలం సో లెట్ అస్ రీడ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్కి ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ లైఫ్ బట్ వెన్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ సెంట్ హిమ్ టు దోస్ టూ సన్స్ ఆఫ్ శుక్రాచార్య టు బి ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్ దే అక్సెప్టెడ్ హిమ్ ఎట్ దేర్ స్కూల్ along with other sons of the asuras. So there is no purport, so we'll read the next verse also. Prahlad certainly heard and recited the topics of politics and economics taught by the teachers, but he understood that political philosophy involves considering someone a friend and someone else an enemy, and thus he did not like it. Prabhupada's purport: politics involves accepting one group of men as enemies and another group as friends. Everything in politics is based on this philosophy. And the entire world, especially at the present, is engrossed in it. The public is concerned with friendly countries and friendly groups or enemy countries and enemy groups. But as stated in Bhagavad Gita, a learned person does not make distinction between enemies and friends. Devotees especially do not create friends and enemies. A devotee sees that every living entity being is part and parcel of Krishna, Mamai Amse Jiva Bhuta. Therefore, a devotee treats friends and enemies equally by trying to educate them both in Krishna consciousness. Of course, atheistic men do not follow the instructions of pure devotees, but instead consider a devotee their enemy. A devotee, however, never creates a situation of friendship and enemy. Although Prahlad Maharaj was obliged to hear the instructions of Sanada and Amarka, he did not like the philosophy of friends and enemies, which formed the basis of politics. He was not interested in this philosophy.
ओम अज्ञान त्रिमिंदस्य ज्ञानांजय सलाकेय चक्षुरुन्मितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो मिष्टपदाय कृष्णपदाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिनि नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौरभक्तवंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण द टुडेज वर्सेस टू एंड थ्री दैट वी आर डिस्कसिंग दे आर एक्चुअली प्रेजेंटिंग ए विजन ऑफ मटेरियली एजुकेटेड पर्सन एंड ए विजन ऑफ स्पिरिचुअली एजुकेटेड पर्सन. If you read the first and the second, clearly what is the view or a focus or vision or understanding of one who is educated, engrossed in material education, such as politics, or those who are spiritually educated, particularly focus on devotional service, what is their vision? So, in fact, Prabhupada's purport gives much more very clear vision with example of Prahlad Maharaj. So his vision, and whereas the vision of the sons of Sukracharya also is presented. That's what they're teaching. So what they teach in the class when Prahlad has joined. So before that, so before we discuss, so you can see the context. In previous chapters, we discuss about how Hiranyakashipu performed severe austerity. So he went to Mount Mandara and there he performed severe austerities for 100 celestial year. Means that will be thousands of years in our time. Earthly time. So he performed severe austerities. But at the same time, what was happening? So he left his kingdom, went to perform austerity. And the meanwhile, at the same time, something else was happening. So what was happening is, so now that he left kingdom, so this news went to Devatas, headed by Indra. They thought this is a great opportunity to now take over the kingdom of Hiranyakashipu and defeat all the demons. So he went there and trying to defeat them. So then finally, what did they do? So they were not fully able to defeat. So they just captured queen who is wife of Hiranyakashipu, Kadayu. Then taking her to heavenly planet. Why? Because she was pregnant at that time. They thought a child inside this womb must be another great demon. Usually a great demon gives birth to another great demon. So that is the perception that we all have. Correct? So if person is a great devotee, there is likelihood that they will give birth to their child will be a devotee. But that's not always true. So here the Indra and his associate, they thought, okay, here is another great demon in making. So better somehow finish it up. Maybe it is difficult to kill the mother woman directly, but let's take her to the heavenly planet, and after the baby is appears or delivered, let's kill him. So that was their plan. And while going, so they come Narada Muni. So Narada Muni says, you know, this is, what are you people doing? So then they said, we are taking, the reason they explain. Then Narada Muni says, no. The baby, the womb, in the womb of this mother Kayadu, is actually a great devotee. So you don't need to kill. So he will be not enmity to you. He will be very favorable to you. So then they decided to hand over Kadayu to Narada Muni. So Narada Muni took her to his ashram and gave her a shelter and protection. Obviously, this mother Kayadu was also engaged in serving Narada Muni, helping him in his devotional service. So, in his ashram of Narada Muni, of course, there are always a discussion on Bhagavad Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, so teachings of Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayana, so glorification of Lord Shiva. So this was all going on. But at that time, this Prahlad was in the womb of Mother Kayadu. So just like, you know, the devotees are sitting here, some are making garland, some are taking notes, some are talking to others, some are very attentive. It's all going on there. So this Mother Kayadu just sat in front of Narada Muni, and Narada Muni is explaining the devotional service, the glories of devotional service, is explaining Leela of Lord, form of Lord, how beautiful he looks like, and is explaining qualities and characteristics, how kind the Lord is. So she was hearing, but sometime she was also falling asleep. Now that also happens. Sometimes devotees work very hard and they hardly sleep. They come to Mangal Arati, then they continue to also attend the Srimad Bhagavatam class. So they are really tired and they also fall asleep. It happens. Today I can't see anybody sleeping. Thank you for being so attentive. But this is very common. Maybe when the room is overfull, jam-packed, at that time it is very warm also. So very conducive environment for taking rest. Outside is cold and inside is very conducive. Very rightly set temperature. So natural temperature coming from body of all the devotees. Correct? Anything coming from devotees already glorious. And the temperature coming and the room getting heated, very conducive for sleeping, that happens. And the same thing happened to Mother Kayadu also. But the baby inside her womb was very attentive. Even when she was sleeping, and Narada Muni is explaining at that time, if someone is telling you a story, what do? You also give some feedback saying, yes, something you say, correct? So the baby inside is actually, so Narada Muni was explaining, he is not watching everybody is what is going on. So he is in his, in trance and explaining the Lord glory, the glories of devotional service. So he closed his eyes. So when Mother Kayadu was awake, she was saying, ha ha. But when she fell sleeping, she fell asleep at that time, the baby in the womb is saying, hum, okay. So Narada Muni thought, Mother Kayadu is actually listening. So he went on with inspiration and keep on giving his lecture, his discourse. And also whenever he say, Om Namo Narayana Nama, at that time the baby in the womb also says, Om Namo Narayana. He says, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Nama. He is also saying, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Nama. So at that time, Narada really surprised and even further inspired to explain Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavata Dharma. So when you have a right conducive environment where the listeners are very attentive, so very inspiring and very smiling, so at that time you also get inspiration to speak nicely, teach nicely, whether it is a material education or spiritual education. Even if you go to University of Melbourne or this Middle Park Primary School, if all the students are very attentive, the teacher is inspired to speak and they also don't feel bored. And either way. So it is So ability of speaker and his inspiration, I mean his enthusiasm also depends on the students as well. So here Narada Muni was doing, so therefore Narada Muni went further and taught this Prahlad even in the bhumi, even in the womb. Then of course after his birth also he taught him nicely, instructed him, and he even gave a name Prahlada also. So this is in parallel. So father is doing Hiranyakashipu, severe austerity, standing on one toe. So almost what is left is only his bones standing like that. Then this side, so mother is listening and the baby is also listening, and they are engaged in Bhagavata Dharma and becoming almost devotees. So this was parallel. So now, as you all know, so the Hiranyakashipu was blessed by Lord Brahma, and he has given him a boon also, whatever boon he was seeking. So Hiranyakashipu became very powerful. So then after receiving boon, so what did he do? He started exercising the power of that boon. He became very powerful physically. Then he now knows that no one can kill him in this universe. So he is pretty much controlled everyone. So controlled all 10 directions. So he became almost supreme personality of this universe. So controlled everyone except Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva. But he also wanted to control his son as well. So you have seen in the previous chapter, so Narada Muni says that he glorifies qualities of Prahlad, and then he says that even though he has such a glorious son, but this Hiranyakashipu has started torturing his son. So then Narada Muni was explaining this story to Yudhishthira, King Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj inquired, how is it possible that such a glorious son, he is tortured by his own father? So this is when this new chapter begins, and Narada started. So in our previous verse, that was yesterday, so it was mentioned that the demons headed by Hiranyakashipu accepted Shukracharya as their priest to perform ritualic ceremony. So because Shukracharya was their priest, so therefore his sons of Shukracharya, that is Sananda and Amarka, so they also knew near palace. Near palace means just like we have living here, those Lord Krishna, Lord Radha Vallabhali residing in this temple, 197 Dank Street. See, other people also living nearby, correct? So likely to be devotees. Not everyone, but many of them are devotees who are trying to come closer and closer to this place. If there is any auction, usually who has the highest desire to acquire that property, which is the nearest to the Radha Vallabha temple? Usually devotees. Correct? So they try their best to outbid others who want to acquire. But we also have seen, if two devotees or three devotees, four devotees have a desire to acquire that, but they are not doing outbidding among themselves. So likely that only one person bids and other parties who are not devotees who want to acquire their property, they are bidding. Anyway, there is a strong desire. So here also, you see they are sons of Shukracharya, and so Shukracharya is the spiritual master or a priest of Hiranyakashipu. Therefore Hiranyakashipu is obliged to give the free park, free house. So this is all patronized by Hiranyakashipu. So they lived nearby, means not exactly the next door, but in nearby Vana. So they built a Gurukul and so the way they lived. So this is the situation. And today's verse clearly says if you read in Sanskrit, Tau Rajana Praptim Balam. So, Tau are these two sons of Hiranyakashipu, Sananda and Amarka. Rajana. Rajana means by the king. Praptim, sent. So, Balam. So, Balam is son of Hiranyakashipu. So, Tau Rajana Praptim Balam. So, Hiranyakashipu decided to send his son to the school opened by sons of Sukracharya. So therefore this was more like a Sukracharya and sons Vidyapita. Like we have got no Stanford University. This university named after a person who founded it. So similarly here we have got Sukracharya and sons Vidyapita, sons university. And obviously it was patronized by Hiranyakashipu, and the founder Acharya was Sukracharya himself. He is because he founded it. And then not founder Acharya, but also there are many other headmasters and teachers, and the main teachers are two of his sons. He didn't appoint others. Usually in material education, if you found it, actually even in material education also, if you go to India, for example, there are multiple universities. The father is the chancellor, and the sons are vice chancellors or vice presidents, and the secretary is also a daughter-in-law is also secretary, and father other sons are also leading. They are not actually teaching. They only manage administration, the treasury, money, whom to appoint, whom to give how much salary, all that control. And if they build a building, they will name after their grandfather or their great-grandfather, if you remember one. Often they may not know, but they will go up to whatever they can remember. Yeah, so that's what happens. So here, so such a university, so they started. And Shukracharya is also a very learned person. He is not just any Brahmana, very, very educated. You will soon see who that person is. So he is actually son of Bhrigumuni. You know, Bhrigumuni we know, he is son of Brahmaji. So Bhrigumuni is also great muni, great saintly person. And the wife of Bhrigumuni was Kavya Mata, called Usana. Okay, so Usana, very important to remember. This Usana is the word you will also find in Bhagavad Gita. So those of you who read very nicely Bhagavad Gita in, that is 10th chapter. So chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita is called what? The opulence of absolute. You know, so Arjuna sometime may be having difficulty to see the Lord everywhere. So that is when Lord Krishna said, you can see me in this world in various ways. He says, you know, if you see the taste of water, you can see that is my energy. I'm also feeling like to have Lord's energy. So I took it. So this is Krishna's energy, because that is why it is tasty. That is why it is able to quench our thirst. If I have taken Sri Hiranyakashipu's water, it will not be quenching your thirst. So Sri Krishna's creation is quenching the thirst. So when it is dark, at time maybe 6 o'clock, 7 a.m., you see light, sun is appearing. So with your spiritual vision, you can see Krishna's eye in the sun. So similarly in verse number 37, so Lord says Vrishninam Vasudeva Smi Pandavam Dhanurdhana Muninam Api Aham Vyasa Kavinam Usana Kavi. So he says, among Vrishnis, so Vasudeva, that is, you can, if you see a Vasudeva, so you can see that is my representative. Similarly, if you see Dhanurdhara, that is Arjuna among Pandavas, you can see Arjuna as Lord Krishna, because he has bestowed his special energy. And among all the saintly persons, Vyasamuni, you can see representative of Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna's incarnation, Vibhuti. And similarly, among all the learned persons, great thinkers, you can see Usana as me. Who is Usana? Son of the Usana. It's like, you know, Vasudeva, Vasudevaya. So, Devaki, Devaki Nandanaya. So like that, Usana. Usana is that is mother of Sukracharya. So you can actually see among all the great learned persons or thinkers, you can think Sukracharya as me. So therefore, Sukracharya is actually bestowed with a special vibhuti by Lord Krishna. That was when he was born. But later on, because he was a great thinkers can't sit down idle and do a labor class work. Obviously, they all want to become gurus of somebody. So what are the options for this Sukracharya at that time? One is to become a guru of Adidevas. But unfortunately, that post was already taken. So that post was already taken. Correct? So therefore, what he can do? Braspati has taken that post. So you can't challenge him to take over that post. Correct? Today's world, that's what happens. So if you become a prime minister of a country, one day somebody will come and challenge you. I have now 51% support for me. Correct? So now what is the situation? Either you call for a vote again, or you just run away from the place. So both happens. If someone comes, who challenges you? Most likely your associates only. So they challenge you. They say that I have got 51% of members of parliament supporting me. So just by hearing that, the person gets threatened. He says, thank you very much. He leaves and cries and they leave the place. That is one scenario. And not everyone is like that. They will say, no, I will contest. They will call for voting. Then of course, at that vote, they will defeat him. Yeah. Or sometimes people actually falsely claim they have got 51%. That also happens, by the way. They falsely claim just to weaken this party. Then he himself will leave the place. At that time, what happens? Other places, now that this other fellow has become weak, then this stronger, they support him. But in this case, Sukracharya didn't challenge to Braspati. So, and then there was no position available, suitable position. So he left a heavenly planet. Then went to the planets where the Hiranyakashipu, Asura, Danavas, all people are there. Then there he found his position. Yeah, so he ended up becoming priest of Hiranyakashipu. Prabhupada said that he should not have become, but anyway he has become one. Because once you are educated, become a great kavi, great thinker, then especially not fully surrendered to Lord Vishnu. At that time we want to have some powerful position ourselves. Correct? We can't live just a simple life. So we want to live as in a highly opulent place. So with big remuneration given. So that is possible only when you become acharya of some king, universal king, especially like Hiranyakashipu. Anyway, he became. So now that he has his sons, and then obviously Hiranyakashipu is going to have kids also. Hiranyakashipu also has many sons, daughters. So then Sukracharya also has produced many children. So now. So the Hiranyakashipu, after he came back from tapas, he conquered the world. His palace now started flourishing. Then he got son back from Narada Muni ashram. So son is playing around. Now he reached the age of 4 or 5. What do we do? Just like this kid, the moment they become 5 years, we send them to prep this Milpa primary school. Or Rabdalpa primary school, or wherever, nearby house, prep or primary school, grade 1, grade 2, grade 2, 3, 4, grade 4. So that is what Hiranyakashipu also did. So in his case, he need to find a best school. The best school is the school started by his own teacher, his own spiritual master at that time. So entire his universe, he pretty much took over everything. Even the temples, some of the temples were replaced by his murti. The Vishnu murti was replaced by Hiranyakashipu's murti. Now, wherever you send, so pretty much materialist education only you can get. But if you send to some other planets where devotees like, instead of Sukracharya, So other maybe devotees are there. So what will they teach? They may not teach what the, you know, the Srinivasa Goswami is expecting. So therefore he sent it to the school opened by Shukracharya and his sons. And there, so you know, what was the education? So the third line says, Patyam Astuha Patyam. So there, that Patyam Astuha. So there the instruction, the teaching that is given on Patyam, that is books of material knowledge. So obviously, so they are going to give education on the politics, economic developments, and to some extent also on, you know, religiosity. You also need to perform some various rituals, Vedic rituals, to maintain your power. One is acquiring the power. So Hiranyakashipu has acquired successfully from Brahma. Now you also have to maintain. So maintenance, you can seek help of Lord Vishnu or his devotees. But in this case, you know, Hiranyakashipu has chosen Shukracharya priest. So who is expert, a learned scholar, great thinker, who is expert in not only in religiosity, but also expert in politics, political philosophy. So political philosophy is the important knowledge this, you know, the rulers need to have. So Kshatriyas, that's why some of the Kshatriyas take shelter of Brahmanas, who will not only give them ritualistic knowledge, religiosity, but also on military art, diplomacy. So that was needed. So Patyam Asuta Patan. So those are the kind of textbook. They didn't have a Srimad Bhagavatam in the school. If you come to, you know, Prabhupada school, so this is Prabhupada school. Prabhupada said our temples are actually schools. Correct? So that is why Prabhupada emphasizes always the morning, the moment Darshanarthi is over, Guru Puja is over. So you learn from the Guru. So Prabhupada used to give direct class at that time, but now Prabhupada has left his book, so he is reproduced. All we are doing is reading his books. Correct? And trying to understand it in our today's context and the context of our situation. So here, so that is pretty much teaching, you know, three vargasya. So primarily they were focused on teaching religiosity. Like we say, four purusharthas. What are the four purusharthas? Dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Purusharthas. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. These are primarily taught in Vedas. Whereas this, the school of Shukracharya, they were only teaching the first three. Some religiosity and artha, economic development. And then sense gratification, how to enjoy nicely. Those are the three things. Then hardly they were talking about the last one, liberation. Moksha was not that much in their syllabus at all. The syllabus is changed. So no Srimad Bhagavatam, no Bhagavad Gita. So none of the Upanishads, none of the Vedas, none of the Veda that will direct you towards bhakti path. Mostly focus on economic development and sense gratification. Religiosity also to extend, to just to maintain the power. So that is what was happening in that place. And obviously when you go to school, school also has other students, not just you. Correct? All of you go to, say, middle primary school, there, not only just devotees, but also others are there. So in this school also, there were Anyas, Asura, Balakan. So that is the last statement. So we see, Annayan, other, Cha, also, Asura, Balakan. Obviously, who is sending their sons or daughters to that school? Other asuras, and who are also asuras as well. So that whole school was filled with asuras. And that is where Hiranyakashipu sent his son also, so that he can also get educated to be a great asuras, the school's captain. And in fact, he was a school captain. So he was the leader of the school. Correct? When you go to school, after some period, they will make you a captain, one of you. And the captain philosophy is also the same as the teachers only. So here, that is what, you know, Hiranyakashipu thought, that is happening. But before he went to school, so what is the situation of Prahlad Maharaj? So that is the second line says, Prahaladam Nayakovidam. Prahaladam, who is the son of Hiranyakashipu, he was already, you know, expert or well educated in Nayakovidam. So Prabhupada translated Nayakovidam as one who was aware of moral principles. What are the goal of a human form of life? And how should one who is in human form of life should behave? And what should he do with his senses? Obviously, when we appeared, whatever may be living entity, whatever may be your form, we all have senses. Tongue, nose, ear, eye, all the senses are there. What should we do with them? So this Prahlad was already educated. So we already discussed that. So during at the same time that Hiranyakashipu was performing the austerity, at the same time this Balaka in the womb of his mother was listening to teachings of Narada Muni. And Narada Muni has taught him Bhagavata Dharma. And he is already perfected the art of bhakti. So he is perfected fully. And he knew his identity. Who is he? And he knew what to do with the tongue. So when you have a tongue and a human form of life, what should be the tongue? There are two functions. One, vibrate Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Correct? Second, accept prasada, accept, that is, remnants of Lord. Correct? Two functions. One is speaking, other is eating. That's all it is doing. While eating, it tastes, and then if it is good, and swallow, otherwise, spit out. Correct? That's what tongue also does. So he engaged his tongue in simply chanting, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Narayanaya. So always chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So that is what he engaged. He knew all the art of devotion. And of course, he is very clear about path of how to realize who he is. Self-realization. Very clear. So learned from Narada Muni himself. So very clear. So Atma Jnana was very clear. He knew what is Jiva. He also knew what is Paramatma. Correct? Atma, Paramatma. He knew the art, the principles of self-realization. He has a clear understanding of what is Atma. Of course, he can see Atma, Jivas, Jivatmas, and also Paramatma. He has clear understanding of who himself is and who the Lord is, Paramatma, and he knows what is the qualities and the quantity of those qualities. Satchidananda. So, Satchidananda. So, Satchidananda as a Jivatma, limited. And of course, the Satchidananda quality is as a Paramatma, unlimited, the ocean. So, he has full clear understanding. So, all his, those are his. And of course, like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see, Jevere Surupa Hai Krishna Nityadas. The Surupa, the characteristics, or the position, understanding, conditional position of this Jiva, is that it is eternally servant of Krishna, Nityadas. So he has clear understanding. And in fact, that is what he also tried to teach his classmates when he was a captain. So he was a captain in the absence of teachers. You know, during break time, what do the kids do? They'll go and play. Some of them will fight in the playground. Some of them maybe sit together, discuss about what were the color of dress today Radhavala was wearing? Did you talk any time to your brother or sister? Like that? Yeah, so they can also happen. And here in the school, Prahlad was explaining all those what he learned from Narada Muni to his friends. So very, very clear. So so always engaged in those activities. So that was the quality of Prahlad. And such a person goes to a school and where the teachers, you know, instruct him in the art of economic development, the art of politics, the art of sense gratification. Do you like it? No, very less. So the same thing happened to Prahlada Maharaj, in the second verse, Prabhupada says that, you know, the Prahlada Maharaj didn't, you know, like these teachings of politics. Why? In politics, you think, oh, this group of people are my enemies and this group of people are my friends. So such a distinction is happens in politics. But whereas Prahlada is a devotee, so for him this is very difficult. So, na sadhu manasa mani swapara. Na, no, sadhu. So you have to treat somebody as a sadhu, somebody as na swapara, somebody as not sadhu, that is enemy. So this is the philosophy of, political philosophy. So there, as a result, he didn't really like it. And Prabhupada says in the one, so this politics involve accepting such concept of one group as enemy, one group as friends. It's very common. In fact, Prabhupada says that, so everything in politics is based on this philosophy. And especially he says the entire world in the present moment is fully engrossed in it. And that we already see. If you open up any newspaper, whether the Hindu newspaper, the Hindu from Tamil Nadu, or the Age from Victoria, or some Fox News from America, wherever you go, or BBC London, correct? British Broadcasting, BBC London News, all of them, what do they report these days? Primarily about, the group of people who are attacking other group of people because they consider them enemy. So most of the time that's what's happening. And all the people are simply engaged in investing 20-30% of their GDP in creating atom bombs, creating nuclear weapons, that is atom bombs, creating submarines. Instead of throwing a atom bomb from Australia to some other place, they want to send a submarine and go inside the water and appear in other place and throw the bomb. It's happening. And that is why they simply focus on taxing hard workers, 45%, 50%, then using that money for creating defense system. We need it, but it became too much. Where we have to work so hard like donkey. Actually, more than donkey. Donkey just takes cloths from one place to the place under the guidance of Wasserman. But whereas we have to work so hard, that's what is happening. So they're simply engaged in politics, creating enmity, creating this group as a friendly, other group as an enemy, and this person is a friend, this enemy. In the process, all their consciousness was simply focused on this kind of distinction, then trying to become great rulers. So that is what is happening all the time. The war that is happening right now between Russia and Ukraine, same thing. So Russia says this land belongs to us. So obviously other parties are not going to accept. They say this land belongs to us. You know, this is coming from our generations of generations. It's our people lived, so this belongs to us. And the fight will go on forever, endless. There is no end to it at all. So this is a problem. So it happens from this happens not only at the level of country. That also happens at the level of different states within the country. Now within the country also this happens within the country. Then not only within the country, also within the small districts also it happens. Why? It also happens within the village. If there are 2-3 villages, they try to put a boundary. Or you go to home, in home also it happens. There will be division of property. If a father has 2-3 sons, once they get married, they will start dividing the property. And throughout their life, they will be engaged in fighting among each other, the brothers and brothers. And nowadays, even the brothers and sisters also fighting. And sisters and sisters are fighting. Because now you give property, equal property to the sisters also. Daughters also. Sons and daughters. So daughter fighting. Sons, the brother fighting, sister, the fighting is going on all the time. Sometimes it's very severe, where they will take axe and then fight each other, cut off their head also. This happens. So there are many, many such stories. And these days, if you don't let them to gratify their senses, even the sons are killing father. What kind of gratification? Some people are very much addicted to mobile phone. So all the time spending time on TikTok or WhatsApp, this and that games. And then obviously father doesn't want them to spend all their time. They want them to study something like data mining, machine learning, artificial intelligence. Correct? Or banking, investment management, risk analysis, all this kind of thing they want them to study. If not Bhagavata Dharma, at least material education. Even that also they are not doing that. So we recently heard, at least I recently heard, that a boy, he was so much addicted and everywhere he is doing that. Even he goes into the toilet, he takes the mobile phone, sit down there and playing TikTok. The father became so angry, he snatched that mobile phone. And what did this fellow do? He took this sword from the home and cut off, beheaded father for snatching a mobile phone. So that he can at least focus peacefully in the toilet. They are also not peaceful, simply playing TikTok and others. That's what's happening. You know, this is how the education is now. But anyway, so here, this philosophy, he didn't like. So, why he didn't like? Because he was a great devotee. And what is the great devotee's vision? So, as in, you can see in Karma Yoga and Action in chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita, and verse 18. So, we see, Vidya Vinaya Sampanni. Brahmani Gavihastini Sunichaiva Sapakecha Pandita Samadarsinaha Pandita Samadarsini. In this case, Prahlad is a devotee, Mahabhagavat. So his vision is equal. Whether he sees a learned Brahmana, Vidyavinaya Sampanna Brahmana, the Brahmana who is a learned scholar, or the Chandala, dog eater, who may be outcast. Even though their social status is different, in the eye of Mahabhagavat like Prahlad, they are equal. Why? Because they see them as part and parcel of Krishna. Mame unse jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Lord Krishna is saying, all the living entities are part and parcel of me. Mame unse jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. They are eternally part, not just today. So therefore, because they are eternally part and parcel of me, so Lord Krishna decided to accompany them, even though they left him from Vaikuntha Loka or Goloka Vrindavan and came here. He accompanied. How did he accompany? So he expanded himself into multiple Vishnus. One of them is Chirodakshana Vishnu. So as our friend, so he is in our heart. Along with you, he is also there. To look after your interest. So ultimately the creation, the maintenance and the destruction. The maintenance is also taken care by Lord Vishnu himself, who is Krishna's expansion. Correct? So he's taking care. So he's coming with us. And this Mahabhagavat, so this Pandita, one who is understand Bhagavata Dharma. So Prahlad in this case, so he understands Bhagavata Dharma very well. He got this teaching from Narada Muni. Therefore, he sees Brahmana and also Chandala equally. That is in different social order of human life. Even in animal, you see here, Gavi Hastini. Gavi means the cow. Hastini means elephant or a dog. There are animals in different body. Even he sees them equally. Because when he sees them, he sees Lord in their heart. So when he sees Lord in their heart, obviously they are vikal vision. So he is a uttama bhakta. You know, in Srimad Bhagavatam, you will also see three types of devotees. You know, uttamadhikari, madhyamadhikari, and kanishtadhikari. So this uttamadhikari always sees everyone equal. So they all are Krishna's part and parcel. They may be bestowed with a different ability, but he sees equal. So so that is the vision of such Mahabhagavas. So, and of course, you also see anyone who is such a platform of able to see every living entity equally. And such a person is in the platform of Brahma Bhuta, transcendental platform. So we can be on a material platform or transcendental platform. So when you are in transcendental platform, so Brahma Bhuta platform, able to see every living entity with equal vision, and such a person will be always happy. Prasanna Atma. So you can see Prahlad was always happy. But on the other hand, Hiranyakashipu became ruler of entire universe, all three planetary system. So ours is earthly planetary system. From here, go up, seven planetary system. Go down, other seven, until Patala Loka, various hellish planets. So he was actually virtually ruling the whole universe. All the demigod devatas were under his control. Still he was not happy. On the other hand, his son was always happy because of his being in Brahma Bhuta platform. So Lord Krishna says, one who is Brahma Bhuta platform, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, and that person is always happy. So then Lord also says, Na Sochati Na Kingsati, that he doesn't lament about anything, nor he desires. Correct? So he is always joyful, so never laments, nor desires. Desire means desires are there, but no material desire. So in previous verses you see, Prahlad Maharaj consider all the material things as useless. Putting all our effort throughout our life simply to acquire material property or material education, material fame, material power throughout our life until their death is simply Srama Evi Kevalam. Is simply waste of time, is useless. If you see some of the history of number of people who are material gross, whether they are politicians or professors or economists or industrialists, they work so hard, even until the last breath they are after that power, after their position, after that owning that that asset or whatever land they own, whatever factory they own, fully engrossed in that only. So Srimad Bhagavatam says, simply waste of time. Because what happens? So let us say you own a mountain of gold. So literally maybe the diamond factory, diamond merchant is there. But at the last breath of life, he is still thinking about what will happen to my diamond business. What is the position of his next life? Suppose if he is lucky, he might take a body of a human. Most of the time they take a body of snake. The consciousness, whatever consciousness with which we live the body, that is what we achieve. Your consciousness, how do I protect this? The best way of protecting some of the jewels hidden is to become a snake. Snake will hover around. That is the position. So not good. So whereas one whose consciousness is Brahma Bhuta, so he will either take a human form of life or stay and go back to Vaikuntha Loka. See here, even some of you may be born in Sri Lanka, born in India, born in Italy and came to Australia. It is not that easy. You can't simply take a boat and come to Australia. What happens? They will stop over and put you into some other place. Correct? You can't seek Islam. You'll be put somewhere else, put into jail only, literally. You can't come that easily. Or, okay, you don't want to take a boat. You want to take aeroplane and come nicely. That is also difficult. They will say, where is your visa? Correct? Even for boarding, they don't let you into aeroplane. You have to have a visa. And now to get to a visa, you have to have a qualification. You have to go to the embassy and ask for a visa. They will say, who are you? Why do you want to go to Australia? Oh, I want to go for a tourist. No problem. How much money you got in the bank? You should have a good amount of money. And what is your position in India or in Sri Lanka? If you have a good job, maybe likely that you can go there and you come back, but otherwise you won't come back, they won't give you. Or you say, I want to migrate. They will say, do you know English properly? Correct? And they will ask you to prove yourself great English with writing some tests. Okay, somehow you managed to come. Finished education here for 2 years. Then you say, I want to stay here permanently. They say, no, you have to prove your English is good. Even though you proved there and came here, then studied in University of Melbourne or MIT or wherever you like, Monash University or some Hill College, something you studied and come, then you want to take. They say, prove your English again. Very difficult actually. You know, proving, suppose if you are able to get, say, 70% of marks from a tester in India versus English tester, English examiner versus the same English examiner in Australia, if you get there 70%, here you will only get 40%. Standard expectation is high. The bar is high here. So you have to again prove. See, it's so difficult. So it's not easy. So we need to prove ourselves. Similarly, we also have to prove. So by being in this such a consciousness. Yeah, that is very important. So again, Lord says, Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu. A person in such platform of that Brahma Bhuta. So he says, Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu. Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu. Bhutesu means the living entities in this Buddha, you know, in conditioned world. Sama Sarvesu. Sarve means all. Sama, equal. So he sees with equal vision. And such a person, madabhaktim labayate param. So such a person, you know, disposed to equality to all the entities. And in that kind of state, he is able to attain, or she is able to attain, the pure bhakti. So that means if you have a goal of becoming a pure bhakta, pure bhaktini, or pure bhakta, you need to make sure that we start seeing everybody with equal vision. Just like Prahlad is able to see. Otherwise, focusing on this material education, where most of the time, artha and kama. You go to, you know, in your school, in primary school here, Middle Park, or University of Melbourne, most of the departments teach you artha and kama. Religiosity, very little. Moksha, no one talks about anyway. They will think that your body, the goal of this body is to enjoy the maximum before it dies. That is education. Enjoy maximum. And they devise various ways of enjoying. Even the wine also is available in the university. You go to professor, correct? And then you check what all he has got in his desk, you know, store. Some books, material education. These days, machine learning, AI, robotics. Then what else? The bottle of wines. Not one bottle, multiple bottles of wine. And this is formally accepted. University of Melbourne will not fire you if you have got a wine in office. Okay? Of course, if you come to my office, you will not find wine unless somebody has sneaked in and put it there. But other offices you go, you will find. So this is formally accepted. And also if they organize a lunchtime meeting, officially given also. Correct? So whereas Prabhupada says, no intoxication. If you want to progress in my education that I am giving, Bhagavata Dharma, then intoxication, no wine, no alcohol. But there it is given. So that's what happens. In material schools, all the schools, whether it's the Melbourne University, or even you go to Indian universities also. Earlier they didn't have. When they organize a meeting or a conference or a discussion, scholarly meeting, scholarly discussion, how to advance in economics, economic development. So there, after the discussion over, you have a lunch or dinner, and they give you wine. These days, earlier they used to give you lassi. Buttermilk. Now buttermilk replaced by Coca-Cola, and that is replaced by wine. Yeah, now that's what's happening. This is education. This is the problem with all our education. And if you engross in those things, what happens? Our life is simply a waste of time. So it is very important that make our mind divinely conscious. That's what Krishna, Prabhupada, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. All those who aspire to be part of bhakti movement, and their consciousness has to be divine. Divine means Krishna. So when your consciousness is Krishna consciousness, a divine consciousness, what happens? Our intelligence that we have got. Intelligence is there. Everybody has some intelligence. Correct? Everyone has. Even ant has intelligence. Correct? Ant has intelligence, Brahma has intelligence. Of course, we also, in between ant and Brahma, we also have intelligence. And this intelligence becomes spiritual. Material intelligence or spiritual intelligence. When the intelligence becomes spiritual, what happens? Our mind is under our control and steady. He says, Mama amse jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasastani indriyani. So mind is one of the senses actually, six senses. We only think of five senses, but mind is also one sense. And this sense can be controlled because it will be steady. Otherwise it will be a monkey. We say monkey mind. Not steady at all, not happy with whatever you give it. Whereas when the mind is steady, what happens? When mind is steady, we will be peaceful. When the mind is steady, we will be peaceful, no anxiety. You may be undergoing all kind of situation, but you are peaceful. Very peaceful. And when you are peaceful, your life is always happy. Correct? So, prasanatma, you will be prasanatma, always happy, eternally happy. Satchit ananda, ananda. Ananda is blissful, always blissful, not just happy, blissful. Always in bliss state, whether it is a cold or a hot. You don't make too much of endeavor to get a best branded coat for you. Jacket, branded jacket. It can be any jacket will do. No jacket also will do. Correct? So, sita usna, sukha dukkhada. So, whether it is sita or a usna, you won't worry too much about it. So, that is that Brahma Bhuta plasma. It is not that you have to do that, but anyway, you will be happy with whatever you got. That's what I'm trying to say. So, it is very important that our consciousness, Krishna consciousness, divine consciousness, just like Prahlad. Prahlad has set that example here. So, both words clearly say that having this divine education, equal vision. So, he didn't like this politics that he started, the school of Shukracharya. Okay, so with that, let me, you know, conclude saying that, you know, the devotee is a true friend of everyone. So, when you speak to devotee, what is going to speak? He's going to speak about Krishna consciousness. So, he is not interested in just making you as a friend or enemy. He is interested in awakening your true identity and connecting with Supreme Lord. So this way, after you leave this body, you become eligible to go to Vaikuntha Loka, where there is no anxiety. Vaikuntha, the place of no anxiety. Whereas Australia or India or any place within this universe is a Kunta, the place of anxiety. You become Lord Indra, you are also in a lot of anxiety. Any day some demon will come and take away your position. Even if you become a Brahma, also an anxiety. Sometime all his creation living will also give him trouble. Correct? Anxiety is there. You come here, also anxiety. All kinds of anxiety. But you go to a place of no anxiety, there only ananda. Because you are directly associated with the person who is unlimited ananda. Satchit ananda. And so much of ananda there. And also you don't need a representative of Krishna. You don't need a Paramatma there. Because Paramatma is your friend. The question is, now we read, Paramatma is with us. The question is Paramatma with us when we are in Vaikuntha in our heart? No, because Krishna is already with us. Because our body is such, spiritual. Krishna is super spiritual. We are with Krishna. We are with Narasimhadev, we are with Nara Narayana, directly with their lordship and his direct expansion. So there is no Paramatma. Okay? So such a person sees everyone as part and parcel of Krishna and equal vision and consider them as, you know, equal level, equal vision. So that is only possible for devotees. All their forms are simply artha and kama, all their education. And this is what they have taught, that's why I didn't like it. But as a devotee, Prahlad has developed the vision, not in school, but in the womb itself. So that is why those who are pregnant, they come to temple, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is very important for them. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is very important. And fortunately, I think most of these kids that we see here, it is very likely that they heard Srimad Bhagavatam in the womb itself. That is why they have some interest. They will come in the morning and sit in front, Koti, son, other kids also, Shreya. So they are, because they have already heard the Srimad Bhagavatam. They are very fortunate. Right? So I am able to hear Srimad Bhagavatam only after 30-35 years. Not that fortunate like them. But anyway, somehow we became fortunate by Prabhupada's mercy. Because, you know, we all go to different countries. So I also came to Australia, went to America, different places. And I was in search of food, vegetarian food. And the best vegetarian food is Govindas, Gopals. Correct? And then keep having that prasada, then the effect is there. And somehow somebody will teach us, Bhagavad Gita. Like people like Masya Masaji. So they will distribute the books, you know. Thousands of hundreds of books, and then someday you read it, then you start appreciating, then slowly read. That's how, you know, we got associated with Bhagavad Dharma. But whereas the kids are very fortunate, very nice to see that, and I hope that they will continue throughout their life with this approach. Okay, so with that, let me stop here. So, still, we have got a few minutes left for prasada. So, during that 5 minutes, during that period, if you want to ask a question, please go ahead. Thank you. Yeah, you written a question? Yeah. I was actually last few weeks, I was missing. What I was missing? Questions from her. So she is the one who asked a very thoughtful question.
Hare Krishna, yeah. Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhuji, you mentioned that Prahlad Maharaj heard Srimad Bhagavatam before his birth in the womb of his mother, and he also served Narada Muni. So we can understand that a faith for Lord Krishna in him was very natural, and he didn't worry for any problem. But I'd like to ask for myself, I'm not so purified, I did not serve any devotee. So how can we see Krishna's hands in our problems, and why do we fear that whether he will protect us or not?
Thank you. So our question, you can see, you know, Prahlad was already pure and he was serving Narada Muni. Seeing so, we are not so pure, we still have this problem and the fear. So when can we become pure? Actually, that's the question in one sense, correct? So it takes time. So cheto darpana marjana, you know, the sankirtana, that chanting of holy name, or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or taking darshan of Lordship, or taking prasada. So these are actually doing this cheto darpana marjana. So your heart, the mirror of heart, like you know your mirror. He went to India and came back after 4 or 5 weeks. When you see the mirror, is lot of dust is there. And when you go there, can you see yourself? Not clearly. Why 5 weeks? You take a bath and the mirror is in the bathroom, and then you come and see, you can't see yourself. Already dust is not there, but the water drops is there, you can't see. So what you have to do, you have to clean. What is the process of cleaning our heart? Is sankirtana. So sankirtana can be done by either chanting holy name through your tongue, or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class, glories, nama, rupa, guna, vilap, Lord Krishna, or tasting prasada, or using our eyes and seeing the Lordship regularly, every day. So every day we are rubbing. So the purity will increase day by day. Initially maybe not pure, but as you rub, as you clean Chetu Dharmavana continuously through this hearing Bhagavad Gita, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Krishna Katha, and then speaking Krishna Katha, or chanting holy name, or seeing Lordship, taking prasada, or sometimes simply cleaning the temple. Cleaning temple doesn't have to be a full marjana. It can be just picking up some flowers, just simply in the flower that are put on Prabhupada's feet and everywhere, just remove. You can see during Guru Puja, we just put, sometime we just throw like this, correct? Then they are on Prabhupada's cap, Some of them is here, some of them on dhoti, everywhere. So you can just clean before the class. So that is the seva. Seva to preparing Prabhupada for the class. Correct? So that is also seva. Or if we see somebody drinks, juice from the upstairs, then come and they just throw and go. They may not put into dustbin, they just throw on the floating around. You can pick up and put it, that is also seva. So Krishna, seva doesn't mean that you have to be number one book distributor. I know that you are among the top 20 distributors, but you don't have to, that is also seva. Correct? You are hearing, you like this philosophy, Krishna philosophy. Okay, I am now 50% pure. No problem. So let me make others at least 20% pure. Correct? One who has, you can give. If you have got $1 million, somebody comes and asks for a donation, you can say, okay, no problem, take $10,000. If you don't have anything, what can you give? So because you already have, so therefore you are distributing to others. May not be 100%, no problem. So whatever level you got, that is good enough. And you can't say, oh, let me wait to become 100% pure like Prahlad Maharaj, then do we start serving. So, that may not happen. So better start serving. Then of course, problem will come. Even though Prahlad was the purest, did he not face any problem? He has to face problem. His problems are more danger than ours. His own father has thrown him into fire and took him to some big top and tall hill and threw him into the cliff and threw him into snake pit. You don't have that kind of problem, right? Your mother and fathers are making you sleep at right time and awaking you at right time and bringing them to Mangalarati, then allowing you to sit down and hear Srimad Bhagavatam class, then go to school and give you prasada. So your life is actually less problematic compared to Prahlad Maharaj. So therefore we are even more fortunate. So Prahlad is also fortunate because he came to exhibit. He is part of the drama. But whereas we are not part of the drama. Right? We are not. Prahlad has came to the world to participate in the drama. So that Narasimhadev appears and, correct? He is doing drama. He is an actor, acting. Otherwise, Prahlad is there. Even though we think Prahlad is in Patala Loka, actually Prahlad, but he is also is in spiritual world. Why? He got that quality from the Lord. So if you are such a pure spiritually inclined, you will also be exhibiting the qualities, the power, just like Lord. Like Lord Krishna, he is there in Vaikuntha Loka. He is also there in the form of Paramatma. So similarly, with that quality we can be. So anyway, the problems are there. Whatever the problem, Lord will protect. He is protecting, he has already protected you. Correct? Then he has protected you by making you as a child of a devoted father, devoted mother. That is the protection number one. You can build from that protection to whatever level you want to take it. Is that clear?
Thank you, Prabhu.
Yeah, just keep chanting. Do what you are doing. Just continue doing it. Yeah. Mataji, please get one.
Thank you, Prabhu. Beautiful class. Like Sivya asked the question, one Prabhu, I am just personally coaching him. He asks all the time, will I go back to Goloka? Will I go back to Goloka? I tell him that we don't have to worry about whether we become pure or Goloka, because Krishna is perfect. He will never make any mistake. So we have to do our part. So there is no limit for in seva for Krishna, because he is unlimited. So we have to improve. And you shouldn't worry about what Krishna will do. What Krishna will do, because Krishna is always perfect. He will never fail in his seva. So until he recognizes us, we have to do our seva, not to worry about his part. That's what I tell him all the time. Maybe for the Sivya also same thing. Whether we are going to become pure or not, because Krishna is so pure, so there is no limit for our seva. And we have to trust Krishna will do the right thing. He will
take care of us, whatever we deserve, more than we deserve. So we have to do our part and not worry about whether we'll become pure or whether we'll go back to Goloka.
Yes, I agree. So
and my question is, Prabhu, who Kamsa and all they appeared in this earth planet, where Hiranyakashipu appeared? Hiranyakashipu, where did he appear?
Yes.
Which
so
planet?
You know, reaching purity, the first, you know, your comment. So, when we put one step towards Krishna, he is putting hundreds and thousands of steps towards us. Yeah. So, maybe we are not that pure like, you know, or become pure like Prahlad Maharaj. But because we are putting these steps, so when Krishna is also putting his steps, so he will make us pure one day. And even if you are not fully pure, you know, Prabhupada says, if you are following these four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra per day, Prabhupada says that if the, even the front door is not open for you to come to Vaikuntha, but I will open a back door. So when you, let us say somehow you manage to take to go reach up to Vaikuntha Loka, there the front gate keepers, Jai Vijay standing there, they will see, are you pure or not? Pure enough to enter. So Prabhupada says, don't worry. Don't come through the gate of door, the main gate of where Jai Vijay are there. You come through other gate, back door, and I know the key for the back door. I'll open you, come in. So in Kali Yuga, you know, it's very difficult. I agree that to be completely, you know, this equal vision may be difficult. We might achieve up to 50-60%, very difficult. Yeah, but by mercy of their you know, acharyas and their benediction, so we will be able to accomplish that success.
And Sivya, and we are all getting pure every day, but how much we don't know.
Yes.
Getting pure every day.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. No. So whatever you know, all these kids are doing, just continue. At the same time, because we are in place like Australia, material world, we still need to survive. So make sure that you also have reasonable knowledge of material knowledge, education, so that you can work and earn sufficient. And then of course, whatever you earn, and you engage in Krishna service. Krishna service doesn't mean that you distribute the money. Just maintain yourself as a Krishna conscious devotee. Can be a you know, it's not waste. It is actually reasonable education. So yes, material world is also Krishna's creation. Learn the art of, you know, whatever skills necessary. And at the same time, focus that ultimate purpose of life is to become a devotee, preferably a pure devotee. Then you move on. If you are not fully become pure devotee, no problem. Next life, even if you are born, you will start with 90% bhakta. Correct? Suppose you became a 50% pure devotee, in next life you will be starting from 50. You become 51, 52, 50 like that. Mm-hmm. But if you became a richest person of Australia, next life again you are a beggar. You have to start from zero. Correct? So you have say $10 million in National Australia Bank. After your death you go back to ask the bank, this account is mine, can I have that $10 million back? They say, no, who are you? You won't get.
But yeah, only thing is we had to be careful not to make any Vaishnava aparadha.
Yeah, so maybe you can become a best investment banker. Then they'll say, people also say, investment in mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. Correct? Even investment also. You can invest in organic, the company that produce organic food. A company that make organic milk. Correct, for example. So you can maybe do that level instead of investing in butcher shop. Correct? People invest in the best butcher shop also. They invest and that will return high. Whereas if you invest in this organic milk, Ahimsa milk, you know, the devotees are selling Ahimsa milk. What is that called? Mother cow. Mother cow dairy, yeah? Yeah. So you invest there, maybe return is only 5%. And butcher shop investment return maybe 20%. Person in mode of goodness, just 5%, okay, no problem, but I'll invest. So there are ways we can adopt our philosophy, Bhagavad Dharma, in our material activity and material business also. Yeah.
Now there is a socially conscious investment.
Yes. Yeah. Alright, so time for prasada. Thank you all for hearing patience. Thank you. Hare Krishna.